William, I'm sitting at your kitchen table and you have got the most gorgeous book there. It's almost like a baby, isn't it?
it's like a baby. It's a very long gestation period. But when it comes out, it's a beautiful thing because it doesn't scream. It sort of coos. The great thing about this is, I mean, regardless of the writing, HarperCollins have done an amazing job because it is actually quite, I think it's a beautiful object. I mean, I would say that because it's mine, but it does have a sort of tactile feel to it. It's got this cover which is made of a substance called wibbling, and they've also embossed the cover, so there's an embossed pig. So it's a lovely object, and that has very little to do with me.
It's 2 years and one day since you were commissioned to write this. I mean, does it feel like it's gone really quickly, or how does that sort of feel to you?
Well, it does feel it's gone. Some of it's gone quickly. Some of it was quite torturous, and I wish it would go quicker. But you're right. It was the beginning of April in 2010 when I had a cup of coffee on Holland Park Avenue in London with a guy called Ian McGregor, who'd seen a film that I'd made for BBC Two about Michelin. It was an investigation into the power of Michelin and all about the obsession that chefs have to get Michelin stars. And he came to me and said, I want you to write a book. And I'd had an idea bubbling away in me about a history of food, and I'd bought this amazing collection of cookbooks from Sotheby's. And it was an old, dusty collection owned by a New Yorker who was selling a much larger collection of books. And I came away with a sort of collection of about 20 ancient, dusty cookbooks and a few rather boring pictures and some quite nice cartoons. And I started sort of wading through them, and I saw there was some amazing trends that came through the books. I can't concentrate. All the children are screaming outside.
We've got. It's a beautiful sunny day. The children have all been out in the garden with the dogs and what have you. And here they come. They're marching in. I'm just doing an interview. Hold on. Well, we've got the children ringing the church bells, William. Will anything awful happen?
I don't know. Someone might turn up for a service. You'll have to preach.
I'll preach as long as you sing.
Okay, we can talk about that later. We'll have an organ recital at the end of the day. But now I was talking about this collection of books that I brought at Sotheby's that really got me going because, you know, I opened these old books and I thought, oh, they're going to be really boring, and why did I spend all this money on these books and so on? And here are the children. You want to ring the bell?
The children want to ring the bell.
People will turn up for a service. So you need to be careful because that's why you ring the bell.
Three times altogether.
Three times. People will be queuing up. Oh, they're Listen, guys, we're actually doing an interview, so I think you should run around in the garden, okay?
Sorry.
Okay? Take your pipe outside.
Hungry.
You're hungry?